Next 100 to 105, plenty of sunshine, only isolated or widely separated storms around. Low tonight in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll do it again with high temperatures in the middle 90s again. Triple-digit heat indices, a little better coverage on those scattered afternoon and evening storms. And then over the weekend, low to mid-90s, more scattered storms. Our weather app will keep you on top of the tropics, and plus, when you take it on the road, it'll bring you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Following the recent dog death in Trustville, where a woman left her dog in a car for several hours while she shopped at Walmart, Senator Del Marsh says he would like to see a Good Samaritan law in Alabama. Marsh hopes to introduce a bill during the next legislative session. Montgomery police have launched a homicide investigation after two women were shot and killed last night. Police say the shooting happened in the 4700 block of Narrow Lane Road. One victim died at the scene, the other died at Baptist South Hospital. So far, no arrests have been made. And hundreds of women riding motorcycles have converged on the capital city. They're called Motor Maids, and they have come from all over North America for their annual convention. They will be in Montgomery until Friday. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You know, folks in Alabama are used to politicians playing loose with the facts. But Martha Roby absolutely takes the cake. Martha goes around telling everybody she's conservative, but the facts say otherwise. Truth is, the American Conservative Union, the premier conservative group in the nation, ranks her the most liberal Republican congressman in the state of Alabama. But it doesn't end there. Martha's more liberal than any in South Carolina or North Carolina. The list goes on. She's ranked more liberal than any Republican in Maryland, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and even Oregon. Would you more liberal than that crowd? Folks, you are out there. When you hear Martha Roby call herself conservative, just remember, she's ranked more liberal than any Republican congressman in 26 states. You know, this is a time of year there's a lot of snakes moving around. You need to watch where you step.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This is Troy King. I'm the Republican running for Attorney General. My opponent, Steve Marshall, the real Steve Marshall, he's a Democrat. Appointed by a Democrat, ran as a Democrat alongside Nancy Pelosi, gave thousands of dollars to Democrats and their liberal agenda, including abortion. Marshall even had an Obama bumper sticker. The bottom line is, Steve Marshall betrayed us. He took a crooked appointment from Robert Bentley and then let Bentley off the hook. Because that's what Democrats do. Enough is enough. It's time to end the deal-making that's made Montgomery a cesspool of corruption. Steve Marshall knows that the only way a Democrat can get elected Attorney General of Alabama is by pretending to be a Republican. Don't let Steve Marshall get away with it. I'm Troy King, the Republican for Attorney General. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, P.O. Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Swamp star Twinkle Cavanaugh is lying about conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the one who didn't support Trump. The truth? Ainsworth proudly supports Trump and campaigned for him against crooked Hillary, calling Trump, quote, the only choice for true conservatives. Here's Will Ainsworth 2 years ago on Trump.
Any Republican official who votes for a candidate other than Trump might as well wear a Hillary Clinton, I'm with her button to their polling place. 8 years of Obama have allowed socialism to take root in the United States. The milquetoast Republican officials who renounce Trump should put the needs of the nation ahead of their childish tantrums. Every Republican should join me in supporting Trump.
If lobbyist, career politician, bureaucrat Twinkle Cavanaugh will lie about Trump, what won't she lie about? Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider Alabama needs.
Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomason, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Get this on there. I think we already have a couple of Isley's Brothers songs.
We are lip syncing the hell out of
it. Oh, I'm singing backup on this.
I'm getting my camera out next time.
All I'm doing is who's that lady? You got the rest of it.
You got to clutch the microphone when you do it.
I kind of bounce back and forth. You
know. Hey, Fox, are you doing an ad?
They're talking about
no.
it.
Fox News has been in Alabama.
Oh. Yeah, they're going to have a story tonight, right?
Tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Tomorrow night.
Didn't you say they were following someone around?
They were following Martha Roby on Tuesday, and they followed Bobby Bright yesterday. And on Monday, they followed Martha Roby around. Yesterday, they followed Bobby Bright around. And Martha had, there was some GOP executive, Republican executive committee meeting in Enterprise Monday night. And they covered that. And then there was some deal in Rutledge down in Crenshaw County last night where I think Bobby was the speaker. And Martha Monday night, Bobby last night. Fox News' Jonathan Seri, one of their correspondents, was doing the story. And it's supposed to air tomorrow night at 5, tomorrow evening.
Am I right in that making me feel nervous?
What do you mean? You think they're going to savage Bobby?
That they're going to get that they're giving national news to another one of our campaigns here in Alabama.
Well, this one is rough, but it's not dirty.
Yeah, but what's going to happen when the Democrat gets involved?
Well, they're not. You know, it's a woman named Tabitha Eisner, who's a clergy person, and she's a Democrat nominee, and I don't think she's going to win.
I thought it was Walt.
No, you're thinking of
it. But the runoff next Tuesday is Martha Roby and Bobby Bright. And Fox News is covering it because, you know, this is somebody that Trump endorsed.
Yeah.
And people out there saying Bobby's got a really good chance because the Wiregrass is still mad at her.
Yeah.
You know, she's got a lot of following in Montgomery from a very social and good family. She knows a lot of people. But you get outside of here, people are still ticked off that she told Trump to step aside. And I'm one of them.
Yeah.
I won't forgive her for that.
Mm-mm.
I don't forgive anybody who's been a never-Trumper. I don't forgive him.
Because if it happened once, it's going to happen again.
The day he secured the nomination, nothing short of complete loyalty was accepted.
Yeah, absolutely. He's
nothing
our guy.
Yeah. Nothing short of complete loyalty. Our number, 272-922. Plus, he's the God Emperor of the United States. He's a very stable genius. He's a doctor. He's a cowboy.
Where'd you come up with this doctor and cowboy crap?
Oh, he's been called this by different people over the years.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He is a cowboy.
See?
Doctor, and I cowboy. I like that Superman picture I found of him.
That's a great picture.
I bet that's why his hair's always messed up, because he wears those 10-gallon hats.
You were looking at that picture all along there.
Or because he's flying around with his cape on.
Uh-huh. Oh, see? You never know.
Okay.
Never know. Cinderella?
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm darn good. How y'all doing?
Good.
Great.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, I'm trying to get on Spotify, Barron, because you keep talking about how great it is. And I like y'all's bumper music. How do I find your bumper music on Spotify?
Go to search.
Uh-huh.
And do news and views. Spell out and, A-N-D. News and views with Barron and Jack and Trisha. You'll find it. Trisha just got added.
I spell all that out?
Yeah. Spaces, you know, just like you would a phrase or whatever.
How did you
spell Trisha,
that?
T-R-I-C-I-A?
You're right.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Nailed it? Really?
Killed it.
Because your real name's Patricia.
Yeah. Yep. But I call myself Trish. That confuses everybody.
Trish the Dish.
How do you spell Trish?
T-R-I-S-H.
You see, that's all wrong.
That's very confusing.
Now you've really screwed up.
You need to do like T-R-I-C-I.
Trish the Dish. That's what we
Wouldn't
should
Wouldn't that
call.
Be
Trissy? Trissy. Hey, were you able to find it? News and Views with Barron and Jack and Trisha?
No, but I will look.
Keep looking. Spell it all out. You know, English words and all spaces between.
No ampersand.
No ampersands. No, none of that.
Just all spelled out. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, you'll find it. 35 right, other people have found it.
All right. Okay.
35.
Well, y'all show up on there, too.
Yeah, we're there. All right. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.
Yeah, it's a great playlist. It's one of the great playlists of all time.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I'm looking through the word. I'm looking through it right now. You can't. These are just the recent additions that I've added. I got to scroll all the way to the bottom.
Has my niece sent you any more suggestions?
Oh, she has one of the greatest. Half these songs came off of her suggestions.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if she'd sent you any new ones.
No.
No. She's dropping the ball.
I know. A little disappointed.
Hey, Kim, get on it.
I need more music, Kim. She's a great program director. Cooper.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well.
Fine. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Two things. First, can you tell me if there's any what's the deal with the Gerald Dial ad against Ainsworth about him being arrested and all that?
No, that's not Gerald Dial's ad.
Gerald Dial has an ad about some sort of Rick Pate, his first divorce or his.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And
everybody's
and
getting
I
confused. All the attack ads.
Yeah,
I know it. I know the story on that one, but which is it, that whole story is total BS. But I meant the one, I think there was an ad about Ainsworth.
Oh, getting arrested.
Doing something. Yeah. Getting arrested.
When he was at Auburn.
Do you know the story on that?
Barron told it earlier in the broadcast about there was some museum fundraiser where they were selling tigers to businesses around Auburn, and Will and some of his buddies took some of the tigers, and they got caught and arrested. It was supposedly
a prank.
It was a prank, but it could have had bad. You know, I guess if they wanted to be ugly and press charges, they could have. But anyway, he was arrested and they had to return him. And did they have to pay a fine, Barron? I don't know.
I think they had to do some community service.
Community service, yeah.
Okay. My other thing I wanted to bring up, the Democrats. I hope they keep it up. I hope they double down.
Yes, yes. Keep going. Keep preaching, Cooper. Keep preaching.
They are peeling off the few sane Democrats that are out there.
Yes.
And I just hope that they keep going. You know, they are doing what we used to do. We used to force our candidates so far to the right to win the primary that they couldn't win the general.
Right. Yeah.
And now they're doing the exact same thing. You've got to be so far left.
You have to be a socialist.
To win, you know, any primary as a Democrat.
Right. And let me tell you who is.
Keep it up. I love it.
Let me tell you who is
Trump every day.
I'll tell you who a dead breed is in the Democrat Party is a white man. Dead breed.
Yeah.
Democrat Party?
Yeah, they're extinct. They're extinct. What?
You'll never. It'll be a long time before you see a white male nominee for the Democratic Party for
except
president.
Except for maybe New York.
No, for president. I'm talking a presidential nominee.
Oh, for president.
Yeah, we have not had a white male Democrat presidential nominee since 2004, and
really?
You likely will not for a generation or two.
Well, they're trying to.
They're trying to tout this Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
She AG in California.
Well, she's a senator now. She used to be AG.
Is she U.S. senator?
Yeah.
She is, isn't she?
Yeah, she's U.S. senator, and, you know, she's sharp for what she, for what she is.
Oh, she's full of crap. Did she replace Barbara Boxer?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for your call, Cooper. Yeah, no, she got caught recently saying that schools weren't integrated when she was a kid in Berkeley, California. She grew up out there. The reality is the school she went to that she says was not integrated was integrated 2 years before she was born. So not only was it integrated when she went to school there, it was integrated before she was even alive.
A lot of people say stupid stuff.
I don't know.
Like
they went and found the yearbook online. The yearbook was posted online, and they went and found the yearbook and have all the pictures. And, I mean, like half the students are black.
That's hilarious.
And half of them are white. I mean, it's totally integrated.
Well, it's like Joe Biden plagiarizing. You know, when you're going to be in public service, you better keep your facts straight.
I know. I mean, it's so easy to go out and find something like that. Why would you set yourself up for that?
Guy who never sets himself up for anything, Riley Manning. He's honest, so he doesn't have to worry about what the story is.
Exactly.
Whatever he tells you is what happened. If Riley Manning tells you it's going to rain nails, you better get your heart hit, my friend. he knows the truth, and he's just going to shoot straight with you. That's why he's not afraid to give you the Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job's complete and only after you're satisfied. How can he do that? How can he do that? That's an incredible deal. I tell you, because he knows what he's able to accomplish. He knows what he's able to do. He knows what he's able to promise. He knows what he's able to deliver. And he does it right every time. On the job, Price is Right. Give Riley Manning a call, 799-1284. 799-1284. Check him out online, Riley Manning.
You ever heard the expression, if I tell you a chicken dips snuff, you better look under his wing to see the can?
Yeah.
I've never heard that expression.
Bill Lamar.
Tommy Guy. My father-in-law told me that. If I tell you he dips snuff, you better look under his wing. That's where he hides the can.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember when he told me that the first time.
That's not something
we got to get Tommy Guy on the radio. He would be a great radio
guest. A colloquial guy.
Yes. He knows all the expressions. We'll be back.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for Lieutenant Governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for Lieutenant Governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
I can't believe someone broke into our home and went through all of our things.
It happens every day, every hour. Someone is broken into.
I feel so violated. What would have happened if my kids and I were home?
You don't have to be a victim. You can feel safe and secure in your own home. ESS, Electronic Security Service, can give you peace of mind with whole home security systems, medical alerts, fire and carbon monoxide alerts, and child care monitoring at your fingertips. ESS, low-rate 24/7 security monitoring, home automation, video, and access control. ESS, giving peace of mind since 1971. 47 years later, have an existing problem? No problem. Protect your home with high-def surveillance. A locally owned and caring company. ESS. Write this number down. 279-9141. 279-9141. Electronic Security Service. 279-9141. ESS. AESBL license number 002.
When the Washington swamp needed to be drained, Americans turned to political outsider and businessman Donald Trump to shake things up and give conservatives a voice. Now the Montgomery political swamp needs to be drained, and political outsider and small business owner Will Dismukes is ready to shake up state government and be a conservative voice for us. Will Dismukes is a father and husband, dedicated Christian and lay minister. Dismukes started his own flooring company and is working to create jobs and provide opportunity in his community. And as a business owner, Will Dismukes is following President Trump's lead of putting business principles to work for taxpayers. Dismukes will drain the swamp of career politicians and professional bureaucrats that keep government from serving good, hardworking families. A Christian conservative and political outsider with real-world experience, vote conservative Republican Will Dismukes for state representative on July 17th. Paid for by Will Dismukes for state representative. P.O. Box 680-806, Prattville, Alabama, 36068.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
All right, guys, welcome back in the News and Views. 24 minutes after 11.
You know, I like Bruno Mars.
I do, too.
He came to Montgomery.
Did he?
During one of
the year before he got famous.
In 2011, and donated the profits to the tornado victims.
Yeah. Really?
In Tuscaloosa. Awesome.
Listen, he came in one year. They got him for like 10 grand or something, 20 grand, whatever it was, cheap, because he hadn't hit it big yet. And then he hit it big. And, like, his big song came out of, you know, he was a nobody. Mm-hmm. He worked himself up from nothing.
He was in a band, another band.
I mean, he was in, I mean, but, like, he tried to keep hitting it, and they were like, go away, you're not going to make it. And then he hit his big number one hit or whatever, and he could have easily canceled and just walked away, and he didn't. And then not only that, he donated the money.
Wow.
I mean, he's a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
He's a total stand-up guy. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 272-9228.
I wish I hit it big.
I need to hit it big.
I know.
I just wish I hit it. Can hit we, it middle, small.
Can we be syndicated?
No, Jake.
Why not?
Nobody wants to listen to us.
Yes, they do.
Who listens?
Everybody.
Everybody. That's right. That's
but if
right.
we were bigger, would more everybody listen?
Of course.
I think they would.
There's no limit to how big the show could be.
Then we wouldn't have to rub it.
There are stupider people talking on syndicated airways.
Oh, I know. But you know,
especially because you listen to NPR.
If they would rub us, we'd be even bigger, Jeff.
Oh, I know. I know. NPR is a blood boiler. It just sends me over the edge.
You know what doesn't send me over the edge? High-quality Italian dining.
I knew you were
at a family-friendly establishment for a casual, relaxed price that'll fit your budget. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen, we get a chance. I was just there yesterday. The special this week will take you back to your childhood.
Yeah, I want to know what's special the week.
It'll take you back to your childhood.
The ravioli with the red sauce and the
cheese
and the basil.
Ravioli with red sauce, little slices of that sweet basil running through it.
Oh, I love basil so much.
It is absolutely, you know, the red sauce, it's been bubbling since like Tuesday. I mean, this stuff, they really take their time with it. The red sauce is done so perfectly. Oh, it is the secret.
You know what it is?
What?
Wine Down Wednesday.
Oh, it is Wine Down Wednesday. Trisha, you never
Trisha
forget that.
Always reminds us about
half
that.
Price wine. Mm-hmm.
Half price wine from open to close. I forgot about that. Thank you. Both locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Wine Down Wednesday, cheese ravioli with red sauce, sliced basil, plus award-winning pizzas.
And some of that bruschetta.
You like the bruschetta?
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't it good?
I like so that good. Red pepper dip that's like hummus, but it's
the roasted red pepper dip?
Roasted red pepper.
Oh, I need to try
And those little red peppers that are sweet, and they have just a little hint of heat at the back.
Yes, I tell you.
You were here the day they brought the pizza.
I was.
Yeah. That we ate after the show.
I got some after the show, and those little peppers are yummy, yummy.
Yeah.
I don't even eat chicken. I mean, I was like, you know, and I couldn't get enough of it.
What is this you don't eat chicken business?
I'm not real keen on chicken. Not my thing.
You like tenders?
I can eat them. I can, if it's fried up and cooked up enough and seasoned that I don't taste the chicken, that's all right.
I can't believe he doesn't like a good hot wing. I can tear them things
up. No, I can eat hot wings because they don't taste like chicken.
They don't?
No, like a chicken breast, a boneless, skinless chicken breast on a piece of plate.
I don't like, somebody put a Cornish game hen on my...
Was that good?
That's disgusting.
Oh, it is.
I do not want to pull a bird apart.
It's really funny. When my cousin got married, that we were at the rehearsal dinner, and for some reason, all the family was sitting on the dais, and it got real. My father was real loud, like I am, and he was deafer than I am, but not by much. And we get Cornish hens, and they serve them. And right when it gets quiet, after the prayer, he says, "I wish they'd cut the damn lights off so I could eat this thing." And everybody heard.
I'm right there with them. That's disgusting.
God. It's no sense in it.
Mm-mm. You should not have to work that hard for a little bit of meat.
God.
All right. I've got a text that I'm weird with the chicken thing, so I'll quit mentioning it.
Well, it depends on who texted you.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
Friend. Friends think I'm weird for eating chicken.
For eating it?
For not eating chicken.
Oh. Well, so
and that's fair enough.
Full of hormones. That's why I grew these bosoms.
Jack. Carl, you just walked into a bosom conversation all of a sudden.
I hear y'all talk about chickens. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's chickens and bosoms. So you check. You
how
pick. Which way do you want to go?
Man, how you doing, Carl?
I tell you what. I watched Trump this morning talking to Germany about the NATO summit.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm just every day he makes me more proud and proud of being American.
I know. It's great, isn't it?
Every single day. But I want to touch back, because y'all were talking earlier about the Never Trumpers, and, you know, you could never, you know, never endorse Never Trumper, honestly. And
yeah, I think I said it specifically about Martha Roby.
We love Trump down here. I mean...
Where are you?
I'm up in Wetumpka.
Okay.
But we love Trump down here. And you said... I mean, I'm with you. I'm with you, Jack. Martha Roby came out against Donald Trump, and, you know, 2 weeks before that election.
Yeah, it was in sometime in October of 16.
Yeah.
And
I mean, we were picking the Supreme Court, what was it, a night ago, two nights ago, one of those nights?
Yeah, it was Monday night.
Could you imagine had it been, you know, the second liberal coming in there?
Yeah, I pointed that out, I think, on the show. Barron and I talked about that Monday. You know, because of people like Martha. What if it had been Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
Picking not one, but two Supreme Court justices.
Hey, Carl, we appreciate it. Thank you. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Yeah, no, I mean, there's no doubt about it. The fact that Martha Roby didn't get her way is changing the course of this country for two generations.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So when your judgment's that poor, I don't trust you. George.
Hey, Baron, I have a question about primary politics and elections and all that.
You have come to the right place, George. When you have questions, you come to where we give answers.
That's why I call. I know you guys. All right. Everything we're going through these days, we go through primaries and we have public elections and all that stuff. Isn't it true that no matter what the primaries say, that the party could pick whoever they want to be a candidate?
Yes.
Basically, yeah.
Primaries are creatures of the party. So the party makes the rules that govern primaries for their particular primaries.
Now listen, George, I will give a caveat to this, because if Baron Coleman were God Emperor of Alabama, or if somebody would file a lawsuit about this, a taxpayer lawsuit or an interested party lawsuit, think about this. What other state government function exists to the cost of taxpayers millions of dollars annually in order to further the interests of a private club?
Nothing.
Nothing.
And that's,
because we pay $10 or $12 million for primaries in the state when we run elections, and then we're going to say you can use that taxpayer money for your private club to select who's going to be on the ballot. That's bull butter, in my opinion. That's absolute.
I agree.
Horse
I
hockey.
Agree.
I'm going to use all the great expressions.
But
from the 50s.
Conversely, Baron, we don't want a group of 30 people in Birmingham who comprise a Republican state party executive committee to be picking candidates.
Right, but I think there should be some due process since there's state money.
Well, I don't disagree.
And they shouldn't just be able to throw you willy-nilly off a ballot. They should have to prove in front of a court, if you request, that you don't deserve to be on the ballot for whatever reason, for a reason that violates the rules.
No.
They just pick and choose.
Putting people on, whatever the party does is strictly a club function, and the taxpayer should not pay for any of that. Now, taking from that, if we did it right, there would be more, when we got to the real election in November, there'd be Republicans and Democrats and maybe some Libertarians or some Whigs or something on the ballot. When you have three or more candidates for an office and you vote, the one with the most votes wins, regardless of whether it's 50% or not, right?
That's what they do in Louisiana.
Well, that's in a general election. In a general election.
That's what I'm speaking of, yeah.
In a general election, whoever has the most votes wins, even if they only have 10%.
Right. That's the general election, and that's what the taxpayers ought to be paying for. I think we would, when I get elected, I am going to allow easier ballot access, and we're going to have Greens, and we're going to have Whigs. And
we've already got a Whig, Mike Rogers.
Okay. Are there still Whigs?
Mike Rogers.
But, and a bad one at that.
Oh, boy.
But this idea, yes, I agree with you, Jack. This idea of the taxpayers, and we've been doing this for decades in this state. I don't know how long it's been going on. But the idea of the taxpayers paying for a private club to select their candidates is crap.
I think it's crap as well. Here's what I would do if I was God Emperor of Alabama for a day. We would go to jungle primaries. And the taxpayers would pay for it. Everybody would be allowed to declare on the ballot R or D. The party would have no say in it. You would just say, are you a Republican or are you a Democrat? You run. And then you raise the money and you convince the people you're a good Republican or a good Democrat and worthy of their vote. Top two people go to the general election in November. They could be two Republicans. They could be two Democrats. Whatever. They go.
Yeah, like Jack said, somebody does that already.
Louisiana does it. Louisiana does.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called the jungle primary.
Doesn't California have a jungle primary,
I think they do, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah, a lot of states do.
Those are two shining examples for how to elect people, because Louisiana has more corruption than we do, and people in California are crazier. So I may have to...
Maybe it's not working so well.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it all goes back to the electorate, you know, which is us, the enemy.
People from Louisiana are just plain crazy anyway, and obviously people from California are too. So maybe it doesn't have anything to do with their system. It's just the people that live in the state.
Yeah, maybe not. But I like the idea of a jungle primary just to get the top. All that is a mass runoff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you guys have all that fixed, and have it done by November, and I'll be glad to vote like
that. We'll work on it.
Okay.
We work every day.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. We're trying. Our number 272-9228. Jack looks like he has news to break on the other side of the break.
No news.
To break to you during the break.
All right. Chippewa Charm Tree Service, they will come out there, evaluate what you have to offer on your property in terms of maybe trees that are too overgrown or maybe trees that are in the wrong spot. Maybe trees just need to be cut back a little bit. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. These guys are experts, 15 plus years in the business. You've not met anybody like Tom and Augustine Duncan in this business, I can assure you. Call them. They're licensed, they're insured, they're knowledgeable, and they're there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in emergencies, and all day during non-emergencies. Give them a call, 328-2484. 328-2484. If you can't remember the number, and I don't blame you because numbers are hard to remember when you're driving down the road, just remember Chippewa Charm Tree Service. That's easy to remember. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Go to Facebook. Their number is right there on Facebook. 328-2484. call Tom and Augustine Duncan at Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Tell them to come evaluate. Just get an evaluation. You know, what do you think about this tree? Does it need to be trimmed back a little bit? Is it too big, too unsightly? Is it going to come down? You tell me. We'll be back.
You bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. This and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some, but I won't hesitate no more.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages, it's all we do, so we do it better. If you are a veteran and currently have a VA mortgage, then it's time to refinance. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we value your service, and in turn, we pride ourselves in serving you. If you are a veteran and you are interested in lowering your rate, reducing your payment, or paying your home mortgage off sooner, what are you waiting for? Today is the day to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. No need to gather those documents. All we need is you with your driver's license and Social Security card in hand. Yes, it's just that simple. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomason, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Did you know Big A Tires has been serving the Montgomery area for 40 years? At Big A Tires, they carry all tire brands priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Nitto, Cooper, and more. They even have used tires. Looking for truck tires? Whatever you need, shoot. Big A also carries tires for your trailer. But Big A Tires also specializes in complete auto repair, including check engine diagnostics, air conditioning repair, brakes, and, of course, oil changes. They can also align your car and replace any parts needed. So, call them today or visit them on Facebook or their website at BigATires.com.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama. P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road, next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
The intense Alabama summertime heat will stay in place for the next few days. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s, heat index 100 to 105, plenty of sunshine, only isolated or widely separated storms around. Low tonight in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll do it again with high temperatures in the middle 90s again. Triple-digit heat indices, a little better coverage on those scattered afternoon and evening storms. And then over the weekend, low to mid-90s, more scattered storms. Our weather app will keep you on top of the tropics, and plus, when you take it on the road, it'll bring you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Into News and Views, 17 minutes at the top of the hour. One Fitzgerald Jackson Campbell III sits directly to my right. Trisha X sits to my left.
X.
Trisha doesn't have a last name. She's like Cher, Madonna,
yep.
Shannon,
Fabio,
Tiffany, Fabio, Trisha. Just Trisha. It's all you people need to know. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Somewhere I'm going today. I'm actually going to stop by Belmont Assisted Living today in the mid-afternoon. Go talk to my friends over there. These guys, it's unbelievable the services they offer at Belmont Assisted Living. If you have not had the opportunity in your life to ever need assisted living, then that's great. But you need to keep an option in mind in case that time comes and you need to have a place like Belmont Assisted Living on standby. I know and trust these people. These are good folks. And our audience has had a great reception when they've reached out to Belmont Assisted Living. If you want to know anything at all, I mean, you can hear me and I'll talk to you about it, you know, for a minute or so. But if you really want to dig in and learn more, go to the website. That's where I would start. BelmontAssistedLiving.com. BelmontAssistedLiving.com. Get on the website, slip around a little bit, see what's in there, and then you can call them, 273-0110, schedule an appointment. Do what I'm doing this afternoon. Just drive right over there. It's easy to find. It's on Copperfield Drive, right across from Baptist East Hospital.
Behind the fire station.
Right behind the fire station. It's right there. Belmont Assisted Living, my friends. Get by there when you get a chance. Jack Campbell?
Yes, sir.
Now, you told me during the break, and we're not going to talk about it on air, obviously, but would you categorize this as a potentially major story?
Yes.
I would think so. Game changer? We won't mention the race.
No, we won't mention...
But this involves a political figure, someone running for office, and it's a potential game changer, you
right.
would say.
Yeah, I would say...
Maybe some exciting news before the end of the week.
No.
Not the end of the day, surely.
No, it's not like a titillating story. It's just very...
picturesque?
No. It's not picturesque. It's... It's very newsworthy if somebody wants to run it.
Mm. I would agree.
If somebody wants to run it, it would be very
And newsworthy. I disagree. I think it is titillating. If I had to say so. I have the top websites ranking for all of these United States.
Oh, I heard about this.
Have you read through the websites?
No, I need to look at it.
Number one website overall, no doubt about it, is Google. I mean, nobody doubts that. It's almost everybody's homepage. They use it all the time. If you just type words into your phone, it goes to Google. Number two, Facebook. I don't think that surprises anybody. And then rounding out the top five, YouTube, Amazon, Yahoo. Now, in line with websites that large, these are the size websites we're talking about. Big websites. The next most popular website is Pornhub. And then xnxx.com, which is also an adult website. And then you go to
XXX kind of gave that away.
Yeah, well, it's XNXX.
Oh.
There's an N squeeze in the middle. But yes, that is a dead giveaway, generally speaking. And then eBay and Twitter. And then just behind Twitter.com is XVideos.com, also an adult site. So three of the top 10 websites in America are adult-oriented websites. Does that surprise you?
No, and it shows you the moral decline in our society.
Well, it's hilarious to me. I'm sorry. It's absolutely hilarious to me because Twitter has to know for the rest of their life they're behind Pornhub and XNXX. I've never even heard of some of these.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I've heard of Pornhub, but I've never heard of XNXX. Never heard of that. It's the seventh biggest site on the planet.
You're going to go look at it now, aren't you?
No. I have no idea. I don't want to... I don't want to call up a website I know nothing about. Who knows what they have on there?
You're right.
All of a sudden, they'll be controlling your phone and sending text messages.
Yeah.
I don't need all that.
I have a big opinion about this, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
You're going to keep your mouth shut? You don't think it should be the seventh biggest website in America?
No.
Or the sixth and seventh biggest websites in America?
No.
Well.
There's a lot of bad things happening in our country, and I think those sites are exactly what to blame about
it. You think they help lead to the moral decline of America?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Children are getting abused over this stuff.
Well, now listen, it's...
And if they weren't normalizing it in our society by having these kind of things available to people, that wouldn't happen.
You know, one of the things, when they came up with these, robots or whatever people are buying around the world...
The sex robots?
Yes. They came up with a rule, and I'm glad they came up with it. It's, to me, a common-sense, no-brainer rule. They can't make them look like kids.
Mm-hmm.
People are outraged over that.
Yeah.
They're like a segment of people, and they're getting mad about, I don't buy whatever I want. Not a real kid. What?
That's terrible.
Why are you... What the hell's wrong with you?
It's really terrible.
Anyway, 48 minutes after 11 o'clock, Jack Campbell, Tricia Barron here with you. Cole Plumbing, generous sponsors of hour number three of this program each and every day. Cole Plumbing, 279-8919 if you want to get in touch with them. There you can find people like CeCe Cole, James Cole, Cameron Cole, the whole Cole family. Cole Plumbing. And they got proprietary pipelining technology. They're number one in the number two business. I know that's your favorite line.
Yeah.
And Jack, when you have trouble with your bowl.
You call on Cole and there's a whole bunch of them.
There are Coles everywhere.
I know it.
I'm a Cole man myself. We'll be back.
If you won't go down the hole, call.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Troy King. I'm the Republican running for Attorney General. My opponent, Steve Marshall, the real Steve Marshall, he's a Democrat. Appointed by a Democrat, ran as a Democrat alongside Nancy Pelosi. Gave thousands of dollars to Democrats and their liberal agenda, including abortion. Marshall even had an Obama bumper sticker. The bottom line is, Steve Marshall betrayed us. He took a crooked appointment from Robert Bentley and then let Bentley off the hook. Because that's what Democrats do. Enough is enough. It's time to end the deal-making that's made Montgomery a cesspool of corruption. Steve Marshall knows that the only way a Democrat can get elected Attorney General of Alabama is by pretending to be a Republican. Don't let Steve Marshall get away with it. I'm Troy King, the Republican for Attorney General. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, P.O. Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Twinkle, twinkle, big swamp star, career politician and lobbyist you are. Voted for the largest tax in state history, $1 billion from you and me. Twinkle even cut deals for special interest dough, a career politician lobbyist new low.
Swamp star Twinkle Kavanaugh is lying about conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the one who didn't support Trump. The truth, Will Ainsworth proudly supports Trump and campaigned for him against crooked Hillary, calling Trump the only choice for true conservatives. So when you hear Twinkle's lies, remember.
Twinkle, twinkle, big swamp star, career politician and lobbyist you are. Voted for the largest tax in state history.
Twinkle Kavanaugh, another lying career politician, swamp lobbyist, bureaucrat, or Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider Alabama needs.
Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here in the radio broadcast. For Wednesday, anyway. The broadcast, we don't sign off. We don't say goodbye. We just say we'll see you tomorrow. And when we get back the next day, we don't say welcome in. We say welcome back into News and Views. News and Views doesn't end.
It never ends.
It does not end. This party can't stop. It's too big. The News and Views train has no brakes. No brakes. No brakes.
No buffer either.
No buffer, no brakes, no filter. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Again, got 7 minutes here to the top of the hour. Your phone calls are welcome. We'll get to them in just a minute. But I do want to tell you about my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers, because Trisha on her Facebook today showed me a picture of a new piece he just put up, and it was gorgeous.
Yes.
They don't make them like that anymore.
No.
This was a big piece, a nice big ring.
It was like 1.13 carats center.
Yeah. Oh, that is a beautiful
cut diamond. And then it had sapphires all the
way
around it.
What do you call the cut? Marquee cut?
I think that's
That's right. And then sapphires around it?
It was beautiful.
It was a stunning
that
piece
would be
of jewelry.
A very wonderful gift for someone.
Somebody is going to just
go crazy.
Somebody's going to shriek like Ned Flanders purple ring. Drapes. Mm-hmm. Do what?
It'd be a pretty engagement ring.
Oh, it'd be a gorgeous engagement ring. Holy mackerel, yeah. You talk about different. That'd be an absolute beauty. Go by there, Heirloom Jewelers. They're on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. You know where the Sonic used to be right there?
I know where it is.
Yeah, that's where it is.
Do-re-mi.
Yeah.
Yes. There's Do-re-mi right
and
there.
And all those good Asian restaurants there.
Oh, there's a Vietnamese restaurant.
Vien Pho.
Sorry stepping all over your spot here, Heirloom Jewelers, but that Vien Pho is
dynamite.
We're
just trying to tell everybody where you are there, Troop.
At number 21, C21 is the real deal, I'll tell you that, with the ribeye chunks.
Oh,
anyway, isn't that good?
Oh, the one with chopped up egg rolls in it? Oh, my God. If you look real close, you may find a ring.
There'll be one across the street while you're there. You know. Anyway.
It's behind Rick and Moe's, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, of course you would know.
All the drinking spots.
So get by there when you get a chance. Get by Heirloom Jewelers. Tell Troop we said hello. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Look like you want to say something before I hit the phone button.
No, I'm just in shock about life.
Oh, you should be.
Yeah.
Jack is cutting edge of breaking news here on this show.
No, not
we're not allowed to talk about it.
No, we're not.
Who's this?
This deer, the dog man. I'm checking on that Boykin Spaniel Black Lab cross and see how that puppy's doing.
She's doing so good. She's fetching real well. And she's getting along with my sheepdog. They play together, which shocked me because I've never seen that sheepdog play. And it's just been a little crazy at my house, but it's been good. It's real good. I'm excited.
How old is the puppy now, Trisha?
I think she's 8 weeks.
Oh, Lord. And, what a great...
8 weeks.
Yeah.
That's a little tiny puppy.
She's so cute.
She'll live a long, should live a long time. Mine's 12 years old and frisky as a puppy, which is amazing at her age. And still retrieves birds without a problem.
That's great.
What do you feed your dog?
She eats high energy dry dog food. And I give her treats every once in a while.
I want to give my dog low energy dry dog food. Where do you find that? Go buy 4 Healthy Pets. Do you have anything that just make my dog lay there, not bark all the time?
I know. Not wake up at 2 and 4 o'clock in the morning wanting to go out and pee.
Do you have any spiked with Quaaludes?
You guys are having too much fun.
Yeah, we're having a good time. Yeah. That's true. It's been known to happen on these airwaves.
Thanks for asking about her.
Oh. 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
I didn't know you could get a dog at 8 weeks. How old was it when you got it?
She was 6 weeks when we got her.
So that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, she's
it was right. It was the week before July 4th.
She's grown a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jack needs some of that low-energy dog food as well. They could call it Jeb. You could market a dog food called Jeb.
Jeb?
Yeah, low-energy dog food. You give it to your dog and it sort of mopes around the house. Doesn't really have any good ideas. You know, just sort of feels entitled to be there. Doesn't make too much noise.
I'm second generation.
Yeah.
Third person.
Just kind
of
a self-entitled. Turn your dog into sort of a self-entitled, muddled mess.
It did kind of seem like he just knew that should be his position, and he didn't have to earn it.
I heard he was upset when his older brother ran because he felt like he was the more accomplished and more...
I do remember hearing that.
Yes.
A long time ago they said that.
He was irritated that George W. Bush ran. And he thought he was going to screw it up for the Bush name. And that he thought he was the one who should be president because he was cerebral and so smart. And you know, I'm sick of the cerebral, that I'm so smart, I'm brilliant politicians in the Republican Party. The Mitt Romneys, Jeb Bush, obviously. These guys, they're boring for one thing. They're boring as can all get out. And every time they become the standard bearer, the party suffers.
Mm-hmm.
You get a party animal like George W. Bush in there who's not afraid to bump a rail off of somebody and you know, get drunk and throw beer bottles at the TV. You know, hey, all of a sudden the party recovers and does well for a few years.
Did he do that?
He was
a wild man when he was young.
Did you not read that book, Kitty, whatever her name was, wrote the book about W? Did you ever read that?
Mm-mm.
No. Oh.
Detailed a lot of fun stories.
He lived in Montgomery in 72 when Red Blunt ran for the U.S. Senate. The Republican Senatorial Committee sent him to Montgomery. He lived over on Cloverdale Road. They say he was a wild man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he went out with a lady who grew up, dated while he was here. Name's Emily Marks. And 60 Minutes called her when they were trying to say he never showed up for guard duty. And she said, that's not true. He left on the weekends and went to guard.
Yeah.
And it kind of blew Dan Rather's story off the map. Thank you, Emily
Fake,
Marks.
But accurate. That's what Dan Morris said about
even back then?
Yeah, what's his name? Dan Rather. When Dan Rather got caught, and they finally proved that memo was fake. He said, "Well, it was fake, but it was accurate."
Okay,
because it was describing reality according to him. Fake but accurate. That was what he coined. Not Dan Morris. That's Dan Rather. Dan Morris is coming up in mere moments.
What are they?
I have no idea. How is this day over? Seems like we just got here.
It does.
We need 6 hours. We need 6 hours.
Wow.
We got to figure out how to do it. Might have to come back at 7 p.m. Go to 10 or something. But we need more time.